All right, baseball fans, you ready to dive into some playoff action? Day one of the division series was absolutely wild. And you know what, you guys, the fans, you had some really interesting takes on everything that went down, so we're diving right into those today. Upsets, nail biters. We're talking those classic October moments that make baseball, well, baseball.
And you know what, it feels like the intensity, the way those moments get magnified in the playoffs, it just... it brings out everything we love about this game, wouldn't you say?
Totally. Every pitch, every at-bat, it just, you can feel it, you know? And speaking of feeling it, how about those Guardians? I mean, 7-0 against the Tigers, 5 runs before they even got a single out. I don't think anyone had that on their bingo card.
Right. 5 runs in the first before an out is recorded. I mean, that's unheard of in the postseason. I think those 5 days off really did them some good. They were ready to play.
Oh, they were ready. Lane Thomas, that 3-run shot. I mean, talk about setting the tone. But seriously, when you're on the receiving end of that kind of offensive explosion, does that mess with your head a little? Like, how do you even recover from that?
It's tough, especially with that opener strategy. It's all about keeping it close early on, relying on that bullpen. And the Guardians, they just blew that plan right open.
Yeah, didn't they? So what now? Game 2, it's Skubal on the mound. Can he shut things down, or are the Guardians going to keep rolling?
Skubal, he's a cry young contender for a reason. He's their best bet to slow down that Cleveland lineup, but they've got some serious momentum right now, you know?
They do, and it's funny you should mention momentum, because speaking of, the Mets, down 1-0 for most of the game, and then bam, 5 runs in the 8th. It's starting to feel like, is mexing a verb now? Because they're making a habit of these comebacks.
Right, and it's not like a fluke or anything. It's they're grinding it out. They're getting those clutch hits. You can't write them off, not this team. It's like they're playing with house money after everyone counted them out at the deadline.
Seriously. And what I find so fascinating is it's not just the long ball, you know. It's they're stringing hits together, playing small ball when they have to. They're just one step ahead.
It's like they're playing chess. The other teams are playing checkers.
Exactly. So for you, is this... what is it? Is it mental toughness, clutch hitting? What's the secret sauce with this Mets team?
You know, I think it's a little of both. That belief that they can win, even when they're behind, it translates, you know? Aggressive base running, timely hitting, taking those risks, it's impressive.
It really is. And the Phillies, what can they do to turn the tide in game 2?
They need to shake things up somehow, get that momentum back on their side. Maybe it's stealing bases, forcing the Mets to make plays. Just don't let them get comfortable.
Keep them on their toes. I like it. Okay, switching gears a little bit here, because we've got to talk about the Yankees and the Royals. 5 lead changes. Now that's a nail biter.
That game was wild, wasn't it? Back and forth, neither team giving an inch, I mean,
Gerrit Cole wasn't exactly himself, was he? Even some uncharacteristic errors in the field. It wasn't the Bronx Bombers we're used to seeing.
But you got to give the Royals some credit, right? They capitalized, fought back every time. And I think this is important. They weren't intimidated at all. Not by the Yankees, not by the moment.
Alex Verdugo, talk about stepping up. That go-ahead RBI in the 7th. Clutch doesn't even begin to describe it.
Talk about proving your worth. That's the thing about playoffs. You know, sometimes it's not your big names. It's those role players, the guys who just seize the moment.
And then, of course, the controversy. Jazz Chisholm Jr. stealing 2nd. I mean, bang, bang, play. The replay wasn't even clear, what'd you think?
Game of inches, right. Mm-hmm. It could have gone either way. And that's the thing about the playoffs. Those calls, they can make all the difference.
No kidding. So Yankees pull it out 6-5, but it was a little closer than they probably wanted it to be.
Yeah.
How do they clean things up for game 2?
Well, defense for one. Those errors almost cost them the game. Got to tighten that up.
And finally, we got to talk about the Dodgers and the Padres. The matchup everyone was waiting for. And let me tell you, it did not disappoint.
It was electric. Padres coming out swinging like that, putting up 3 runs on Yamamoto in the first. You could feel it. They were ready to play.
And Ohtani, his first postseason home run to tie the game. That bat flip. This guy was made for October, right?
Talk about a momentum shift. 1 minute, Padres are on top of the world. Next minute, it's all tied up. You could see it in their faces.
And yet the Dodgers, they find a way. It's almost not fair how good this team is.
They don't panic. Even when they're down, it's remarkable. Plus, Freddie Freeman. 2 hits, a stolen base, all with a sprained ankle.
That's just tough. Okay, so Padres drop game 1 at Dodger Stadium. Pressure's on. Where do they go from here?
Well, they showed they can hit Yamamoto, which is no small feat, right? They just got to find a way to hold on to those leads.
All right, so after that wild, wild first day of the division series, I think we all need a deep breath. But we're not done yet, are we? We'll be back in a bit to break down what these Game 1 results mean for each team's chances going forward. Don't go anywhere.
It's crazy how one game and the whole story changes. We had these expectations coming into the division series, and already, day one, it's thrown us some curveballs, for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, the Guardians, like, that was a statement, wasn't it?
It's like they're playing with a whole different level of, I don't know, just confidence.
Yeah.
And it shows.
For sure, for sure. And then you look at the Yankees. I mean, yeah, they won, but it wasn't pretty.
And that's what's got me thinking. Those errors, one or two, you can maybe chalk it up to nerves. But when it's consistent, that's a pattern.
Should they be worried? I mean, they've got Rodon for game two, right?
Rodon's huge, don't get me wrong. But it's bigger than that now, you know? The Yankees need that swagger back, that feeling like they're unbeatable. And the Royals, they're not backing down. They believe they can win this thing.
And speaking of belief, can we just talk about the Mets for a second? It's like, I almost expect them to be trailing now just so they could pull off another one of these comebacks.
It's becoming their thing, isn't it? Metsing, like a verb. And what's crazy is it's not just one guy. It's everyone.
Yeah. I thought for sure, after that wild card series, the Phillies had their number. But nope, they keep finding ways. How are they doing this?
You know, it's their approach. They're not up there swinging for the fences every time. It's about working the count, waiting for the mistake.
They're playing the long game.
Exactly. And Showalter, you got to give him credit. He's built something there. That belief, it's contagious.
Totally. But got to give the Phillies some credit too, right? They're not done yet.
Not even close. But they got to figure it out and fast. Disrupt that momentum somehow.
Okay, let's talk Dodgers, Padres. You could just feel it, you know? That energy, that was the matchup everyone was waiting for. But man, that first inning when the Padres put up 3 on Yamamoto, I thought we were in for a show.
I did too. You could see it. The Dodgers, they weren't expecting that. And the Padres, they were riding that wave.
And then Ohtani, that home run, game changer.
Talk about a momentum swing. It was like someone hit the reset button.
Crazy. The Padres, though, they have to be thinking, what if?
It's a tough one, you know? They had Yamamoto, they were making plays, but it's a learning experience, right? Now they know they can play with the Dodgers.
Exactly, exactly. So as we look ahead to game two for each of these series, what's the one thing that stands out to you?
Momentum. It's everything in the playoffs. The Guardians, they've got it. The Mets are riding it. Yankees, Padres, they got to find a way to get it back.
You know, it really is amazing to see what these guys are made of when they're pushed to the limit. The playoffs, it's like a pressure cooker, you know? You really see what a team is made of.
It's true, you know? You see it in those moments, those do-or-die situations. It reveals their character.
Exactly, exactly. Like, you look at Freddie Freeman, right? Sprained ankle, doesn't matter, he's out there. Or Verdugo with the Yankees, silencing all the doubters with that hit. It's like they find another gear or something.
You can't teach that. That grit, that's what separates the good from the great.
Absolutely. So, looking ahead to game two for these teams, what are you most interested in seeing?
Well, for me, it's all about the pitching matchups, you know?
Like, yeah.
You've got Skubal taking the mound for the Tigers against those Guardians. That's a tough one.
Can he handle the heat? That's the question, right?
It's a big ask, for sure. He needs to, like, find a way to shut down that Cleveland lineup, give the Tigers a fighting chance. And then there's Rodon. Big debut for the Yankees. A lot of pressure on that one.
Can he live up to the hype? That's what everyone wants to know.
The Yankees need him to. They need that win to, I don't know, reassert themselves a little bit. And then, of course, you can't forget about the Dodgers and Padres. Game two, Flaherty against Darvish. What a matchup.
Talk about a storybook, right?
Yeah.
A hometown kid facing his childhood hero in the playoffs. You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, I know. Flaherty needs to keep his cool, though, you know? Stay composed, pitch his game. It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. So as we get ready for another day of playoff action, it all comes down to this. Are we going to see more upsets? Can these underdogs keep it going? Or will experience win out in the end? What do you think?
One thing's for sure, you do not want to miss a single pitch of these playoffs. This is shaping up to be one for the ages.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
Thanks for breaking it all down with us. And to all you baseball fans out there, enjoy the ride. It's only just begun.